you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Happy holidays. Welcome. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, three kings of pianists. Pianist of four, three kings. We got the little drummer girl, Dana Wiggins. The boom in this room on the cajon.
That is a throne.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chorus of angels plays.
And well, welcome back, everybody, for the fifth.
Wow.
The fifth time we've done this with the two people who
are here.
Are here and are heroes.
Legends.
We love them so much and thank you. I can't believe they keep coming back and doing this ridiculous like a show. We love them so much. Please welcome, you know them, you love them, Paul F. Tompkins and Nicole Parker.
Absolutely.
What you think about
you
that?
I say yes to it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Number five.
I know.
Thanks for having us. Number five.
Five Alive.
You're welcome. Five Alive, Johnny Five.
I've never seen that movie.
Really?
Short Circuit is great. I actually don't know how well it holds up, but as a kid, I was obsessed with it.
I believe Fisher Stevens is in Brownface.
Yes, it's problematic.
Does that give you a clue?
So it doesn't hold up.
I will
Does
tell you
that as, give you a clue?
I will tell you as a child, the only part I cared about or paid attention to was the robot.
Of course.
Yeah. The robot.
God, I love watching an old Twilight Zone where they say robot.
Oh no, the robots are invading.
You mean to replace man with a robot?
Now, wait a second.
A robot can't feel. A robot can't think.
What if we took a second and unpacked? Is this robot just a metaphor for the Cold War?
Cold steel, checks out.
Checks out.
War, checks out.
Our unthinking enemy. Oh, the robot, they're coming for us.
We're in black and white, checks out.
Hey, has anyone ever noticed that we're in black and white? I'd say more of a grayscale. Oh, sure.
The great thing about having done this five times is that we have, I think, and this is true.
Perfected the form?
I think, and this is true.
I think, and I believe, but also.
What a confident beginning.
This is fact.
I think, but this is objectively true. Mm-hmm. We've checked all of the Christmas boxes already. We've done all of the Christmas things. So at this
point.
You
mean in previous episodes?
Correct.
Oh, there's no other tale to tell.
All the traditional Christmas stuff has been done.
You feel like our tropes have been checked. So
are you saying we need like a Cheesecake Golden Girls episode where we like just go back on all the other ones?
I'm saying we're on bonus time. I'm saying we're on bonus time.
Really?
Because we've done it all.
Oh, wow.
Because we've already had a Christmas train of puppies.
We had the flamingos.
We had the flamingos. We had a diner. These are all the classics.
We had caroling. Yep. Radiohead.
We had a diner. Yeah, we had a singer in a diner.
We had Santa and his wife working out their issues through one last show.
Yep. And his name was John.
Yes.
Because I couldn't remember Kris Kringle.
But you so confidently said John.
Yep,
you
know, I did.
They say adversity is the mother of invention. I think forgetting is the gift that keeps on giving.
That is true.
I think necessity is the mother of invention.
Adversity is the mother of chaos.
You know what it
is? Titans.
I'll be shutting down.
I can tell you exactly what I'm pulling that from, okay. Which is an episode of Even Stevens, where the dynamic of that show is the older sister is like really on the ball.
Ren, thank you.
And Lewis... Shia LaBeouf,
who could know,
is the wild card, and she's giving a speech where she says, "But I welcome adversity because she's the greatest teacher of all." I do that all the time. Wow. I swap out that quote because
it makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Everyone wants to sing her song that she sang from the musical episode. We went to the moon in 1969. That's when we made a landing that was lunar. Thank you, Dana.
See, I can't.
Did you just lean into an invisible mic?
Is she the voice of Kim Possible?
She is.
Yeah. I was going to sing the song, Call Me, Beat Me If You Want to Reach
Me. Yeah, Call Me, Beat Me If You Want to Reach Me. We can veer immediately away from
anything that our host can help with.
Late 90s Disney shows. But
although you were saying we've done everything, and we have not. We were just talking about High School Musical. Mm-hmm. Musical. We have not experienced Teen Christmas.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
we have not experienced Teen Christmas. I should say we have not explored. That's what I meant to say.
It's the last day of school before winter break.
But not for elementary students. For teens.
And they're all similar. They're on the same calendar.
But it's not the school that we're looking at.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
Yes, to clarify, the schedule is the same. In this district, all of the children will be on winter break.
Hey, sorry I'm late, guys. I was busy being rude.
I was late because I made my mom park way down the street. A different version of rude.
Yeah.
Because I was busy getting props together for the big Christmas talent show tonight.
And I'm late because I was going over my SAT scores. Just pouring over them.
It's just two numbers.
Guys, I'm late.
What? Oh, no.
Wait, what?
A teen pregnancy at Christmas. What?
Wait, like how late?
Yeah, or is there more to the sentence you want to say?
Like opposite Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, that's a great idea.
We inverted the original teen pregnancy.
You did have sex, but you didn't get pregnant.
That's a great idea. We should have an opposite Christmas to really show the man.
That sounds rude.
Whatever Christmas is, we'll flip it just because we can.
We won't give gifts or presents. Instead, we'll go hunt.
In the whole word and flipped it all around, but instead we just cut it in half and reshuffled it. That's how we get down.
I knew that was the best idea. It was the best thing to do, 'cause once you said Mosque Christ, it felt instantly rude.
Christmas is the
king of holidays. Trick or treat, my dudes.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Our moms have been working so freaking hard to give us Christmas. Are gonna be so fucking pumped.
We're gonna show up and be like, you put presents under the tree? Where are the fireworks, Mom?
Hey, Mom, don't you care about our veterans?
Goddard, hey, Mom, I gotta pinch you. You're not wearing any green.
Oh, well, she might be, though, because it's Christmas time.
She might be wearing green. Yeah.
She might be wearing green. Oh, you know what? I know that the four of us are the in charge of ASB and we're supposed to give out candygrams today, but we should totally give out pranks instead.
By the way, what a rad student body to elect the four of us, the charge of ASB.
The
rudest students in school. Like you, dude.
Yeah. They call me Tude because I got one.
That's right.
Yeah, you do.
No one even knows your real name, Tude. And honestly, that's Tude.
Honestly, I forgot it myself.
Oh, dude.
That's so Tude.
Totally Tude.
I mean, Tude and Side-Eye, they're my best friends.
Side-Eye and Tude, you two are iconic.
I get that a lot.
And I can't believe like you two cool seniors even hang out with us, two juniors who don't have nicknames. We only have regular names.
Wait, yeah. You guys don't have nicknames?
Wait, we should give you some.
I thought you just were scared to tell us.
No, we thought about giving them to each other, but then we thought, giving yourself a nickname? You can't do that. But it's like, what would my nickname even be, you know?
Well, I don't know. Describe yourselves.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
My name's Vanessa, and I'm 5'2". And I'm the junior rep for my class, it's true. I am the youngest of four girls at home, and my favorite color is bone.
My name is Frederick, and I'm 4'9". I am the president of Arts and Crafts Time. As an extracurricular, and all my veins are popping.
What do you name?
What do you name?
What do you name?
A person like me.
What do you name?
What do you name? You can focus on my brain. You can focus on my aforementioned totally popping veins.
You can focus on my sisters. You can focus on my brain. Or you can focus how I love the color of a grain.
Like
your veins.
Bulge like my veins.
Bulge like trick or treat.
Trick or treat, my dear.
Oh, you ready to cause some chaos on this last day before winter break?
Absolutely.
Oh, you know who we should prank first?
Who?
Librarian Diane.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be so good.
I can't think of anybody better to prank first.
Librarian Diane is so buttoned up. And
she's
so,
so buttoned up, but also, oh, I really respect her.
Librarian Diane is such a solid foundational figure in my life.
I just kind of makes me angry how solid and dependable she is. One of the reasons I want to prank her is I know she can take it.
No, I hate how I can't get to her by acting up in the library.
Miss Diane, I was wondering if
yes, sweetheart.
If I put my name on this list, can I get out American Pastoral when it finally comes back? I'm a huge Philip Roth head.
Of course you can, Janice.
Thank you.
Hi, Dad. Sorry, Miss Librarian.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right, Jenkins. You can call me Diane.
Have my Hot Rod magazines come in yet?
Do you know what? Christmas came early. I wrote a special note to them and said just how much you love that magazine.
You wrote to the Hot Rod magazine company?
I did.
And they wrote back?
Yes, and everyone who works there signed it for you.
What?
Yes. Here they are in a big bundle.
Oh, my God. Everybody from the masthead signed everything.
They sure did.
Every page is littered with signatures.
Best of luck, Jenkins. That's what most of them say.
Librarian Diane, I know you said that the Dewey Decimal System is only for books and not for all the faults in the circuit breaker box.
That's right, Porterhouse.
But I would really like... The library is just so organized. Why can't we organize more things like the library?
Yeah, why can't we organize more things like the library? And why can't you be in charge of everything at this school?
If you ran the United States government, or even the world government, the world would be a better place.
If Librarian Diane was in charge of the world...
It's true, children.
Oh, what do you mean? You are?
No, she knows.
Or she knows.
Oh.
I'm agreeing.
God, I thought, what a reveal.
I'm agreeing with what you say. It's true, as plain as my face. The library has always been a safe space.
Because I can say librarian.
Yeah, some libraries are managed really badly.
It's not just the library, and it's not just Mr. Dewey. It's Yui.
Oh, thank you. I have to say that my very full cup sometimes leaves me sad because I am so buttoned up, but still I love being here with you. But now it's quiet time, so shh, back to school.
All of the world was a library.
Ooh. Trick or treat!
Trick or treat!
Trick or treat!
We got you, librarian.
Where's all your candy, Diane?
Yeah, we're going to do a trick on you if you don't give us a treat.
Oh, I mean, I have candy canes because I'm so confused. Trick or treat?
No! She had candy?
Well, of course I do. I always have candy canes for the children at Christmas time. You all know that.
I guess we forgot.
Vanessa, what is all this about?
My name's not Vanessa. It's Lil Fossil. And don't you forget
it, Diane.
Oh, yeah,
that sounds good. That sounds good. I knew
and
that was right.
My name's Bulge now because of my veins.
Oh, my. Well, I can see that. It does make sense. And it makes sense in every aspect of your life.
Thank you. I'm a short king.
But guess what, Diane? You've been praying because it's not Christmas. It's opposite Christmas.
It's Mus Christ.
Yeah, Mus Christ. Well, that seems strange. You just flipped two syllables. I don't understand that.
We're going to flip this table, too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, all of Jenkins' hot rods.
Oh, no, my hot rod magazines.
Best of luck, Jenkins, is what it says on most pages.
If you think I'm looking askance at you, that's because you're getting a side eye right now.
Oh, sorry. Am I projecting a little toon?
Yes, yes, you are. Why are you circling me? Get off the table!
Why are we circling you?
Ha! 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 Well, you know a lot of things, but maybe you didn't know this part. We're teens, and in the animal equivalent, you could say we're sharks. And there's blood in the water today, because it's not Christmas, we're flipped it around. And so there's sharks, and they're circling, the sharks are circling, and we're coming to bring you down.
We're gonna need a bigger sleigh.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you, we're throwing away the cool dip.
Da, 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 da.
We're about to jump in the deep end. Best for flipping the Christmas script.
Da 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 da.
Oh yeah, Roy Schneider, you are ready for this, no?
I'm ready, Roy.
We're getting rid of all that tinsel.
Na 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 na.
But this is where we're supposed to have the big holiday pageant.
We're outside the library and we can't get into the big holiday pageant.
Oh, no.
It's closed.
I spent all night long making all the costumes and the props for this. This cannot happen. Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah, this is Diane's favorite day, the one day she lets us get loud in the library.
Diane's the one who does more for this school than anyone. Who would close the library on a day like today?
Oh, I'm so sad. And also, I didn't get my candygram. I feel like I didn't elect the right person for ASB.
Students, what are you doing in the hallways?
Oh, Principal Mayor.
Yeah.
They closed the library.
Close the library,
and I need to get in there because I need to set up for tech because the show is tonight, and I am really freaking out.
Librarian Diane, you're hysterical.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm absolutely hysterical.
Well, now, if you didn't close the library, whom did?
Well, you're going to have to talk to these ruffians in here.
This isn't a library anymore. This is international waters.
Where there's no laws, only jaws.
What are you talking about?
Okay. It's not the library.
Yeah.
It's international waters.
Okay.
No laws, only jaws.
You just repeated what you said. It didn't make it clearer.
Well, maybe this will make it clear. Moss Christ.
Halloween. Trick or treat.
Give me
Happy
something
Saint
good to
Patrick's
eat.
Day.
Arbor Day.
Us, the four rudest kids in school, have decided it's opposite Christmas, and so instead of spreading cheer, we're spreading pranks, and we started with the person who could take it the most, because we respect her dearly, Librarian Diane.
But she had it coming.
So we're closing the library.
You know when someone is so good that they have it coming?
Would you excuse me for a moment, students?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, Principal Mayor.
Oh my God, this is the day I feared. I knew this day would come. Keep it together, Mayor. Keep it together. You are an adult. You outrank them. Just try to keep it together. I knew the teens would someday rebel. I knew they'd figure out they had the power. I dreamed about this day and prayed it wouldn't come as I cried myself awake in the shower. How do you deal with a teen when you're not legally allowed to strike them? How do you deal with a teen when the parents are watching you like a hawk? Day has come for me. It's time to let these teens take over the school. I'm crumbling like a little house of cards.
Little house of cards.
I am ashamed. I don't have more resolve, but they did say something about being sharks. Sharks. Why do I get so emotional? Why do I let this job get inside my head? I think I'll just sneak away. I now pronounce this high school dead.
He cries himself awake in the shower.
I tried.
Evil Mayor has snuck away and the teens run the school. Will Librarian Diane get back in to present the Christmas pageant that the children have longed for all year long? Will these four rude teens learn a lesson of any kind? Find out when we return to the second half of Teen Christmas!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. I don't think I could hear a single thing that was happening there, Scott. Welcome back. When we last left our rude teens, they'd taken over the library and they were causing all kinds of sharky mischief. What will happen now? We don't know.
Find out in the second half of
Teen Christmas. Yeah.
I'm just laughing at the memory of seeing Principal Mayor scurrying and hurrying away.
So good. So classic.
Walking backwards through the parking lot into a bush like that Homer Simpson's jet.
Yeah, we fully memed that guy. We memed him. I think he's still in there. He doesn't have a car, you know.
Yeah, he's going to have to walk home.
Bulge.
Yeah.
Dude.
Little fossil. Little fossil.
Side eye.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to leave side eye out for a sec.
Do you feel like now what?
Yeah,
does
now
anyone else feel now
I'm
what?
I'm having a big now what because we got the library. We kicked everyone else out and we closed it. So I guess my follow-up question would be now what?
Well,
yeah, it was that was really exciting. I will say it was super exciting.
Everything
that,
up to now.
The lead up was so
awesome.
Platinum.
All that shark stuff. When we decided we were sharks.
We closed the library. We forced the principal to resign in shame.
All of that Bud Light, Platinum, lifestyle. There's beers over here.
There's a glass of beer by this bed. Best of luck, Jenkins. Hey.
Diane's trying to say something.
Oh, loosen the bandana around her mouth.
Wait, is she in here?
Yeah, I got confused. I think like
we've been letting her come in.
We kept
and out.
Opening that door to talk to the crowd, and I think she got back in. Okay. But we've closed.
Who gagged her?
I think she did that to herself to play along.
She's so cool. Yeah, someone go pull the gag.
Yeah, that's her own Christmas scarf. Okay, Diane.
you could breathe. I wanted to scream for help, but I was conflicted because I'm supposed to be quiet because it's the library.
Yeah, but there's no.
So I gagged myself, kids.
Oh,
that's how much I care about upkeeping the quality of this library.
Also, thank you for like really, really diving into the reality of what we're doing here. Like, really made it immersive.
Like, I hope, I want to, like, drop all pretenses for a second. I know we're being a bunch of routines, but, like, you know this is a compliment, right?
I'm gonna need some explanation on that.
Oh, it's just sure, Clooney on set.
You know
Clooney?
Okay, hold on.
You know Clooney on set?
You know set?
You know set life? You know set that life? Set
hashtag
life?
Hashtag set life?
You know hashtag set life?
Hashtag crafty.
Hashtag trailer
hashtag
selfie.
Hashtag honey wagon.
Hashtag early morning. Hashtag problems at the gate.
You know set? Like, copy that.
You know
set.
You know scripty? Scripty? You know scripty?
You know 10-1?
You know 10-2? You know set, right?
You know sound speed?
You know camera speed?
Man, do
you know avail? Do you know avail?
Do you know tech
avail? Do you know tech avail? Is that tech? Okay,
you know,
this mean?
You know, please hold.
What kind
you know
of stupid
away?
Business is
do you know
this?
Do you know
flying
about?
In? Do you know flying in?
Say something real.
Do you know points?
But
you know points?
I will say, I don't understand anything you're saying except Clooney.
Okay, so Clooney.
So doesn't know set, but she does know Clooney.
So Clooney on set, he's a famous prankster.
Oh.
And when they prank him back, it's a compliment because it's the ultimate punch up. You can't punch down on Clooney because he's so up.
Yeah, even though Clooney spends most of his time punching down.
When they punch up to Clooney to get him back one time at the end of set, that's what we're doing now. You're the Clooney.
You're Clooney.
That's ridiculous.
Even though you've never punched down with us.
You're like Clooney if he didn't punch down.
Yeah.
It's just the respect part.
Well, this does feel sort of abusive, and it's like when people say that a boy likes you if he pulls your pigtails, and that is confusing.
Yes.
But I have to say, I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Guys, lean in.
Okay.
I have loved George Clooney my entire life.
Wait. Diana, anyone should go for it. It's you. I mean, he should be so lucky.
Does he know?
Yeah, have you ever married him? To a human rights hero and...
For now?
Who am I?
Diane, that's who you are to us.
That's who he settled for because he doesn't know how you feel.
What?
You should be on Cuomo with Clooney. Should be shared with you.
Little fossil, I think it's pronounced Como.
Okay, so you all thought I was talking about disgraced New York brothers. I wasn't.
Okay. Espresso with Clooney. With Clooney.
Hey, Bulge.
Yeah?
I hate to do this, but I think it's pronounced Nespresso.
What did I say?
Espresso. Once he sees you, he'll say, I'm all you lady.
she'll be gone and you will reign supreme.
Reign supreme.
On Facts of Life in ER.
Early Clooney credits. Early Clooney credits. Wow, she really gets it. Early Clooney credits. Early Clooney credits. I believe in Arc on Roseanne. He should be your man.
Guys, I think I know now what.
What's the
what now? We gotta get Clooney down here for the holiday pageant. It's the sexiest night of the year and they'll fall in love.
We finally have full autonomy, the thing we dreamed of. We didn't know what to do with it, but now you've solved it.
I'll just ask my dad, Matt Damon, to get him here.
Oh, great work, I forgot. I forgot you were Vanessa Damon.
Yeah, I think I do have four sisters.
I think you probably do.
I think there's four girls in my family. Yeah.
Yeah, but that explains why you're so troubled. And angry at the world.
Yeah, because I'm the youngest. There's not enough left for me.
Just text him. Just be like, Dad, get Clooney over here.
Are you doing it? Already done.
What'd he say?
Bam. He said, hang on, I'm having lunch with Kimmel. Okay. Those are two other people who love pranks. Okay.
It's so true.
I don't care for them.
Pranks or set life?
You know set life?
You know set?
Guys, I don't know what set life is. You know call sheet? You know number one in the call sheet? I don't know. I don't know what this is.
You know about forcing a call?
Do you know about turnaround?
Do you know about magic hour?
You mean magic hour? You mean when I get to sit down and watch Jeopardy with my yogurt?
Boom!
You're perfect for Clooney, Diane. It's never been more
clear. No, I'm not glamorous. So wait a minute. Are you saying that George Clooney really might come here? Then I have to get ready because you rude teens messed up my routine.
That's a pretty good one,
Diane. That was really good. That was great.
Okay, well, we did what we wanted to do and take over the school and did that. So now I do think we should shift this whole operation to getting Clooney and Diane together.
Yeah. Hey, Diane. Thanks for talking us out of setting that fire. That went beyond rude and into psychopathic behavior.
Yeah. I believe so, and I'm just so glad that you stopped in time. And listen, speaking of time, we have only like one song's worth of time to get this place ready for the Christmas talent show.
All right, let's let all the kids back in who've been waiting in the hallway. Thanks, finally. Oh, over here, here.
I have my magazines.
Best of luck.
I found these cotton balls in the bathroom. Can I use those?
Let's string up these candy canes. Hurry up, because we need a little Christmas.
Right this very minute.
Christmas play is an incredibly difficult thing. There is costuming and actors and also a lot of lighting.
And there's people playing goats and there's people playing sheep. And there's people who may have mistletoe and say, could we please meet? There is love and there is magic, there's all kinds of things in air. But the one thing we don't have is time. So we need a little Christmas play.
Christmas play right now.
So put up those lights and put up that snowman. Put on the fire on the flue, because you know that we all have some Christmas magic to do.
Deck the set with the set dressing.
La 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 la.
Let's go. Call the co-star Deborah Messing.
Gonna be sexy enough to make them fall in love.
That's a good point.
Well, that's
Diane,
a really good point.
I don't know how
how sexy this play is, but you really gotta up the steam in this from whatever it was. Don't worry, we're nothing if not thinking about sex all the time.
Yeah, so well, it won't take much.
This guy's name is Bulge.
It's about my veins.
Well, I don't know. I saw something on, I don't know, it was just at Marshall's and it was on the rack and it was half off. I don't know, with something like this.
Coming down the stairs.
Christmas angel is right there.
Everything is moving in slow motion. And we are filled with such emotion. All right, everyone to their places. My dad just texted me.
Yeah?
What? He said, can you give me more Christmas ideas for your sisters?
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
And then he said, I feel like I want to give them gift cards, but that's not very fun to open.
Wow.
And he sucks.
He really does.
And then he said, sorry, I had to circle back because Kimmel forgot his leftovers in my car.
See, I do not like him. I do not like him.
Okay. And then he said, walking to set, moments away.
Set, that's where they make the movie magic, right?
That's what we're doing right here, Diane. This is set now.
You know, lock it up?
I don't, but I'd like to lock it up with Clooney. Oh yes, I can tell. I tell he likes me.
Hi, Dad. Hi, sweetheart. Get out of here. Hi, Uncle George.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're about to put on our
Christmas
play.
Hey, kiddo. Good to see you. What's going on?
Mr. Clooney, I'm so welcome to my library. The students have worked so very hard on a Christmas pageant.
This library is yours?
Oh, I mean, yes.
You're the librarian.
Oh, I mean, you can just call me librarian. Ah, what did that mean?
Her
I just
name's
said what you said.
Diane.
You can call me Nyad. Diane. I mean Diane.
Her name is Diane. Ooh, yeah. Her name is Diane. Ooh, what you gonna name? What you gonna name? What name you gonna call out?
Diane.
Did you say Diane?
Diane. Yeah. It's Diane. Yeah.
Hey, Diane. You know, I've worked with a lot of the most beautiful women in the world, but I gotta say, that is the horniest dress I've ever seen.
Oh.
And it's and
Diane,
it's really working on me.
In the horniest dress George Clooney's ever seen. Diane,
thank you, Marshall.
I have
Diane.
To just quickly text my wife, Amal.
Oh, okay, that's
human rights activist.
I wish you hadn't seen us. I'm aware of how perfect she is, George
Sorry.
Clooney.
Just real quick, hey babe, it is over. Not one of my pranks. XO.
What? I'm sorry. What's happening?
Diane!
I just broke up with my wife over text.
Diane! What? I can't believe
it! Before.
Diane!
Will you do me the honor of making me
what?
The happiest prankster on earth?
Now, this isn't a prank, is it?
It's not a prank.
Oh, my God. I mean,
look, I'm holding up my hand so you can see I'm not crossing my fingers.
Oh, my God.
This is not a prank. Ask Richard Kind. He knows that this is when I'm being serious.
Ask Richard Kind. He's being serious right now.
Also, for a fun treat, look up the glitter box prank that I played on Richard Kind.
Oh, okay. I will.
It's sort of sociopathic.
Diane, it's pretty mean.
Well, I would absolutely love to. I don't know. What am I doing?
You guys doing a show here?
Yes. Would you like to stay and see it?
I love the theater.
Oh, my.
Even though I haven't trod the boards in quite some time.
Oh, my gosh. George, when is that documentary about Jim
to know.
The documentary about James Corden?
Jim Jordan.
Well, I have to finish the James Corden one first.
I do not care for him. I only care for you, Jordan.
Wait to see the doc. Wait to see the doc. You might change your mind.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Okay. Could you say he's going into AFib?
Here come a bunch.
He's going into AFib.
Oh, I loved that. That was amazing. In
the
stage.
That really took me back. Thanks. Is this seat taped off for me?
Yes, they it are. Is.
All right. Da-da,
please sit. Da-da, places, Christmas. Everybody. Places for the Christmas Clooney Festival da-da, show. Da-da, da-da, da-da,
it's Christmas. We want to say if every day could be Christmas, it wouldn't be right. You want it to keep its special feel. You only get one Christmas night, but if everywhere in the world could be a library, then that's the way to keep the spirit alive and make every day merry, 'cause of Diane. Ooh, it's because of Diane.
Happy holidays.
Wait, we're still going to make people uncomfortable with the McDonald's, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Because of Diane.
The end.
Teen Christmas, mostly about Diane. A grown librarian.
But aren't most teen lives about the adults that surround them?
Absolutely.
Good point.
This one is for sure.
Holy cow and moly.
Well, it wouldn't be an off-book Christmas unless we did the exercise that breaks our brains.
It is an exercise.
Unless we did the work. The assignment we have given ourselves.
We like to do dessert first and then the vegetables.
Listen, arguably, like...
Yeah, we could record it first and...
We absolutely...
Cut it out of the way.
The
but
problem
that, would
is,
make it, that would make it intelligible
the,
to listen
the
to.
The problem is also if we did that, our brains would be melted for the rest of the show.
That's true. Okay.
So we're doing this for you, dear listener, because you know that you love it and we also love it after the fact.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah. What can we say except you're welcome?
So what should we do? We've done 12 Days of Fishmas.
It's Sondheim. That was my suggestion last year, and I immediately regretted it. So I'm not saying anything.
I would say we could do Set, but we just burned all of it.
Absolutely.
Wow. I hope, dear listeners, you know any of those Set terms, but you get the idea.
If you don't, you just got it.
You get the idea.
We gave you a whole glossary. Absolutely. Well, not glossary. We gave you the words to look up in the glossary.
Yeah. We gave you words. You do the follow-up word.
Let's see. 12 days of snackmas. Oh,
good. Okay.
12 days.
Snackmas sounds like whackmas sounds like.
Oh, my God.
Moss sounds.
Carry the two.
12 days of mathmas. 12 days of
Christmas.
This just popped into my head. Yep. I'm going to throw it out there.
And we're going to do it no matter what you say. Yep.
12 days of cryptids.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, no help.
What's that?
Help.
You're good.
You know some cryptids.
Just explain it for everybody at home.
Cryptids are monsters that we...
Legend monsters.
Yeah, we're talking...
Well, we don't want to mention it.
Tell you what, we're going to start with Paul, and we're going to go towards
me. Immediately, you're going to know.
Yeah, okay. You're going to know,
I don't know why that
That's how the song starts.
It's a beautiful
On
intro.
The first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me an ape with a very big foot.
Saying that to me like I'm supposed to get it. Okay.
The second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two Loch Ness monsters and an ape with a very big foot.
On the third day of
Cryptmas.
Okay.
Cryptidmas.
Okay, great. On the third day of Cryptmas, my true love gave to me three snowy yetis,
two Loch Ness monsters, and an ape with a very big foot.
On the fourth day of Cryptmas, my true love gave to me four chupacabras,
three snowy yetis, two Loch Ness monsters, and an ape with a very big foot.
I guess it's the same day of cryptids.
On the fifth day of cryptids, my true love gave to me five mothmen, four chupacabras, three snowy yetis, monsters and an ape with a very big foot.
All right, time to scrape the barrel.
Yeah, I know, it's too slow.
Day of Cryptids, my true love gave to me six Irish kelpies, five mothmen, four chupacabras, three snowy yetis, two Loch Ness monsters, and an ape. Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven lizard people,
six Irish kelpies,
five
mothmen, four chupacabras, three snowy yetis, two Loch Ness monsters, and an ape with a very big foot. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
eight screaming banshees,
seven lizard men, lizard people, six Irish kelpies, people, five mothmen, four chupacabras, three snowy yetis, two Loch Ness monsters, and an ape with a very big foot.
What number is it?
Ten. On the tenth day of Cryptids, my true love gave to me
ten jackalopes,
nine jersey devils,
eight Irish banshees,
seven lizard people, six Irish kelpies, five mothmen, four chupacabras, three snowy yetis, two lizard monsters, and an ape with a really big foot.
11.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 Baba Dookies.
That's the plural of Babadooks.
10 jackalopes,
9 Jersey devils,
8
Like an auction.
Do I hear 12?
12.
12 dancing Megans.
11 Babadookies. 10 Jackalope. 9 Jersey Devils. 8 Screaming Banshees. 7 Lizard People. 6 Irish Kelpies.
Yeah, yeah. It was my turn to say 12. I would say adversity is the greatest gift of invention.
It sure is. And Nicole and Paul, you are the greatest gift of all time. Thank you so much for having us.
We love it.
Anything y'all want to shout out for the holidays?
When are people hearing this?
Right before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
First,
I'm going to be at Sketchfest doing Variatopia. Well, that's February. Well, it's February.
Yeah,
it's February. Okay. Yeah, it's close enough.
Go to Sketchfest.
I'll do Variatopia. Spontorco. Yeah. You guys will be at Sketchfest.
Yeah,
come on, we'll be at Sketchfest. Yeah.
I will be at home.
Nicole will be at home and Paul will be at Sketchfest.
And as we say, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you, Scott Passarella.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Helper Days. Happy Toyota-thon.
Hope you have a December to remember.
That's right. Thank you, Scott. Three Kings of Pianist, Pianist of Three Kings. Thank you, Little Drummer Girl Dana. Thank you, Brett Morris. Angels in a Chorus.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Sean Matthew. Thank you, Sweet Sleepy Babies. Have a very, very happy and healthy holiday. Yes. We love you so much.
Thank you, all of you, for making this podcast possible another year. It's all thanks to you. We will see you in the new year. And as we say at the end of every episode.
Okay, well.
Okay.
They're international waters, so that means there are no laws.
Then, dunna, 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 these teens are acting like Jaws.